New Orleans Roblox contributing programmer faces 197 new counts in child sex abuse case. By Randy Clark on April 3, 2026. A New Orleans man already facing 40 counts of possessing child sex abuse materials in the possession, trafficking, or importing of a child sex doll now faces 195 additional counts of possession of child sex abuse material involving a child under 13, and two charges of sexual abuse of an animal, according to newly filed court documents. According to a ViewFox affiliate news report, 30-year-old Jamie Bourne made his first court appearance on the new charges on Thursday before Magistrate Judge Juana M. Lombard in New Orleans Criminal District Court on the new charges. The additional charges stemmed from evidence gathered during his initial arrest earlier this month. He is now being held on a new bond of $345,000, added to the bond amounts for earlier charges. According to Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill, Bourne was first arrested by Department of Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, special agents and Louisiana State Police investigators for suspicion of possessing child sex abuse materials and for possessing, trafficking, or importing a child sex doll. During the investigation, Bourne revealed that he was a contributing programmer on the Roblox gaming platform. His initial arrest occurred after a routine visit to his home by New Orleans District Probation and Parole officers. Bourne was serving 2 years probation related to a conviction for throwing smoke grenades and firing a gun into an occupied tent in New Orleans in 2023. According to a report by WGNO News, during the probation visit on February 26, officers reportedly observed a child-sized sex doll in the suspect's bedroom. When asked about the doll, Bourne told the officers, he was very lonely. Probation officers contacted HSI and the Louisiana State Police to assist in the investigation, which also led to the discovery of children's clothing, used and unused condoms, and electronic devices believed to contain child sexual abuse material related to children under age 13. Investigators later determined that Bourne was a contributing programmer on the popular Roblox gaming platform. According to their website, Roblox is an immersive gaming and creation platform that offers people millions of ways to be together, inviting its community to explore, create, and share endless unique experiences. Roblox issued a statement to Fox 8 Live saying Bourne was not an employee of the company but a contributor who allows people unaffiliated with the company to build experiences that are used as cyber environments for users to interact. The company provided Fox 8 Live with the following commentary on Bourne's role in Roblox, saying, "The individual is not, and has never been, a Roblox employee. Roblox's platform allows people unaffiliated with the company to build experiences that are governed by our robust community standards. We currently have more than 2 million creators using our technology to build. We have deactivated his experiences and banned his accounts in accordance with our off-platform behavior policy and our community standards." According to Takeaway Reality Software developers, there are 151.5 million daily active users on Roblox. More than half are under age 17. The demographics of daily visits to Roblox show that 20% of the more than 150 million users are under 9 years old. An additional 20% are between the ages of 9 and 12. As of March 2026, 7 U.S. states, the first being Louisiana, have filed lawsuits against Roblox, alleging the company fosters an environment where sexual predators can thrive. Louisiana Attorney General Morrill announced a lawsuit against Roblox in August 2025, alleging that the gaming platform operates without minimum age requirements or any requirement to verify age or parental permission. The lack of restrictions allows child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement, according to Morrill. According to Morrill, the platform allows users to access millions of games, including sports, role-playing, and comedy. Other games that have existed on Roblox, according to Morrill, included Escape to Epstein Island, Diddy Party, and Public Bathroom, which are not as innocent. Morrill alleges these games are often filled with sexually explicit material and simulated sexual activity such as child gang rape. After completing a forensic analysis on electronic devices seized during the investigation, Bourne was booked on 40 counts of possession of child sexual abuse material and one count of possession, trafficking, or importing a child sex doll and was detained on a bond of $50,000 for each count. According to Louisiana state law, a conviction for possession of child sex abuse material is punishable by a fine of not more than $50,000 and a sentence of hard labor for not less than 5 years or more than 20 years, without the benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence. Penalties for possession, trafficking, and importation of a child sex doll vary from up to 1 year imprisonment and a $5,000 fine for possession to imprisonment of at least 1 year but no more than two, and a fine of up to $20,000, depending on the nature of the offense. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.